The Czech government plans to abolish all of the country's infant homes where babies under the age of three are placed if they're considered at risk or if their families cannot take care of them. Some 2,000 infants spent time in these homes last year, but beginning in January 2013, the government wants to place babies in individual foster care. Most experts have welcomed the idea, but many warn that much needs to be improved in the foster care system before infant homes can be abolished. I spoke to Petra Vrdbovská, the head of the NGO Natama, which helps to find foster parents for children at risk.
I think it's high time to do that. In well-developed countries, baby homes, infant homes do not exist at all. It's usually set by the law that till 3 or 6 years old, children should not be in institutions at all. So I think Czech Republic should do that as soon as possible.
Now, what do you think needs to change within the Czech foster care system to prepare for placing babies in individual care rather than these infant or babies' homes?
Yeah, that's a difficult question, because if we are not going to place babies in institutions, we need well-trained, well-prepared foster carers who need to be professional foster carers. So they will not mix up parenting, real parenting, biological parenting, with fostering babies who either will go back to their families or they will be adopted later on. And it's a hard work. And in my own institution, which I have been running for a couple of years, or actually 9 years now, we do have experience with training professional foster carers, and it's a difficult job, and unfortunately Czech Republic hasn't got really experience in that.
So do you think there will be enough time to prepare for the abolition of infant homes, because the ministry plans to abolish them by January 2013, which is a year and a half from now? Do you think that, you know, they will make it, there's enough time?
It's a big job, but 1 year and 6 months should be enough if they start working on it right now, which is difficult because the law has to change. But I would think that it should be manageable to train enough people within 18 months. Yes, it will be a big and hard job.
Now, some NGOs, like yours, have expressed concerns that it won't work. They argued that Czechs seem to be prejudiced against babies that need foster care. Many of these babies, of course, are ethnic Romanies. There is a long-standing problem of placing these babies in Czech families, although apparently they are often sent abroad to families who don't mind. Do you think that Czechs are indeed prejudiced?
Well, you know, my institution, Natama, we have been training professional foster carers for 8 years. So we do have experience in hiring people who do not want these kids to own them. You know, they don't want to be like biological parents, and that's very different. And the Czech society so far has been placing kids for a long time, and you know, this kind of adoptive fostering, and that's confusing to the Czech society now, because Czech society needs to be informed that professional fostering is very different. The kids are placed with families who are not going to bring them up till the adulthood. It's temporary, it's short term, it could be 2 months, it could be 1 year, and you just create a family environment for the baby, and then the baby goes somewhere else. And I am absolutely positive that when it's well prepared, the people will get paid, they will be supervised, they will be trained, that the Czechs will be as good foster carers as any other people.
I was talking there to Petra Vrdbovská, the head of the NGO Natama.